10th American dies after visiting Dominican Republic. By Nate Church on June 21, 2019. On Tuesday, a Louisiana honeymooner became the 10th American to die in the last year after visiting the Dominican Republic. Susan Simino and Keith Williams had been together for a decade by the time they tied the knot. To celebrate, they planned a dream honeymoon in Punta Cana. Days after returning home, Simino was rushed to the hospital with fluid in her lungs. She died soon after. Williams said he was unaware about the recent string of American deaths connected to the Dominican Republic. "I would have never went if I would have known," he told local CBS affiliate WWL-TV. "I did not know, to be honest with you." The deaths have not been officially connected by either Dominican or U.S. authorities, but there are some frightening threads running through the reports. Of the 9 other casualties, at least half, Nathaniel Holmes, 63, and Cynthia Day, 49, Miranda Shope Werner, 41, and David Harrison, 45, had fluid in their lungs. Other causes of death are still waiting on autopsy or toxicology reports. But 3 travelers died at the Bahia Principe Resort in La Romana within days of one another, while 2 others died at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana. More than one was reported drinking at a hotel minibar. This lengthening string of fatal trips could become a serious problem for the Dominican Republic, which owes an estimated 17% of its economic function to tourism. More than a third of their annual tourist activity comes from the United States. Worried local officials have begun hashtagging social media posts with hashtag BeFairWithHer, something they have done in the past when facing controversy. "Cheerful, welcoming and hospitable, our Dominican Republic, the economy that grows the most in America, with its beautiful beaches and mountains, its tasty gastronomy and hard-working people, invites you to know and love it," Dominican government spokesman Roberto Rodriguez Marchena tweeted.